Hi, friends, and welcome back to the Meditative Aiden podcast, where we talk about mindfulness, developing mindfulness, and mindful tips, tricks, and tools to help you work through the challenges and experiences of everyday life. My name is Aiden, and this is episode number 7 on walking meditation. In today's podcast, we're going to go over what, you know, walking meditation is, how to do it, and why it's a beneficial tool for developing mindfulness, even though it seems kind of different, kind of counterintuitive from sitting meditation. I think you guys will enjoy today's episode. So without further ado, let's get to it. So in the modern world, we're busy. You're busy. I'm busy. We have a million commitments to a million different things constantly. We're always thinking about the next thing that we're doing. We're always trying to plan and coordinate our time so that we can fit everything in that we need to. And in between all of this, it's really hard to figure out how to find the time to develop a sense of mindfulness. Where do you have time to sit down and do a sitting meditation? And where do you have time to go to a yoga class? You know, for those of you that, you know, have the time to do those things, that's awesome. But even if you do, sometimes these things cost money. You know, when you find a nice meditation app, you sometimes, you know, you have to pay for it to get all the advanced features. And going to yoga class, it's no secret that it's expensive. Even if you're going to a rec center where they have those classes and you have a membership, you're still paying the cost of that membership. And on top of all of that, I mean, it's hard to find a place and a time where we're not distracted while we're doing these things, which is so important for developing mindfulness, that you're able to do it without distraction. So amid all of this chaos that is going on in our lives, if we try to implement these practices and actually meditate or do yoga or any of these other really ancient set-in-stone practices for developing mindfulness, we might actually get frustrated with our minds in these moments because they'll constantly be ruminating and just planning about all the things that we need to do. Now, the focus of these practices is to take those distractions, that overthinking mind, and bring it back to an awareness of the breath and the body. But it's difficult if you're trying to start and you're not advanced, and you know you're just, it's easy to get frustrated with your fidgety mind. So the solution to this problem is walking meditation. And first and foremost, walking meditation sounds kind of counterintuitive because sitting meditation is really the most common form of meditation that we know of. You know, it's the most widely practiced, it's the most, you know, researched, and so on and so forth. And it also just sounds counterintuitive because you have sitting meditation, and isn't the point of, you know, mindful practice to sit and be quiet? The answer is no, because walking meditation does the same thing that sitting meditation or yoga practice will do. Because fundamentally, every single practice that develops mindfulness isn't about just sitting still or being intensely concentrated. It's about how you bring your mind back from distraction. It's about how you interact with the thoughts and experiences you're having. I mean, fundamentally, every mindful practice has two core elements, which are really that you are finding a grounding object to ground your attention in. And then you're practicing bringing your focus and your concentration back onto that whenever distracted. So this means that you could practice mindfulness while talking to friends, while eating food, while taking a shower or reading a book or things like that. And walking meditation is one and such thing where you can practice grounding your attention in the walking itself while bringing your attention back to that experience. So typically what we do with walking meditation is we focus on our feet. And for some people, it's either the feet or the breath or your arm swing, but it's really whatever most captures your attention that you can bring your attention back to. With walking meditation, the grounding object is usually and most commonly the feet. And similarly to the breath, you're just allowing yourself to dig into the experience of walking itself. And you ground yourself in the sensations you experience with each step you take, just as in a sitting meditation, you ground yourself in the experiences of every breath you take and every sensation thereupon. So this starts with, you know, when your foot hits the ground, when your heel hits the ground. If you're just walking normally, you know, you're walking around work or something, and you allow yourself to just feel the pressure, the weight of your body come down on your heel. Allow yourself to feel the sensation as that weight transfers from your heel across the arch of your foot and into your toes in the front of your foot as you push off. And this is the most fundamental grounding experience of walking meditation. Now, before we get in too much further, the nice thing about this is that walking is something that all of us do. Not all of us have time to sit down for 30 minutes and meditate, but all of us walk at some point in the day, whether that's to get out of bed or to, you know, walk to the bathroom or anything really. So there's no excuse not to practice it because we have every opportunity to do so. Because walking just permeates every aspect of our lives. The thing is that you also don't need, 30 minutes to practice this. You can do this in bit by bit sections. You know, every time that you get up and walk to the bathroom during work, instead of pulling out your phone and looking at it, just allowing yourself to think about the experience of walking and what that's like. But to dig more into it, what happens when you actually perform a walking meditation? Well, as we talked about just barely, you allow yourself to experience the sensations in your feet, but you continue through your entire body, working up to the top of your head. So what this means is that you're allowing yourself to experience the sensations in your feet and then the sensations in your ankles. You know, what's going on in that experience? What are you feeling in your ankles? And then moving up to your calves and asking the same questions. What am I feeling in that part of my leg? Moving up into the knees and the thighs and the hips and feeling that full range of motion with every single step that you take. You move up then from the hips into the torso, feeling your torso kind of twist and bob with every step that you take. Into the shoulders and the way your shoulders kind of sway and the way that your arms move back and forth. And then going up through the neck and into the head and experiencing the way that your head may or may not bob, back and forth. The thing about this walking meditation is that there's such a rich variety of sensations and experiences just in the body alone. There's so much movement to investigate, so much pressure and sensation to really allow yourself to bring your attention to as you walk. Which is one of the things that I find so beautiful about this practice is there's just so much that you have at your disposal to bring your attention back to. Now, let's say that you're just taking a walk to the bathroom. I just feel like that's a good example because that's something that all of us have to do at some point throughout the day. At least, I hope so. And if you don't, you probably need to see a doctor. But nonetheless, when you're walking, you're allowing yourself to experience these sensations, right? But after you've kind of gone through, 5 minutes of walking or whatever, however long it takes you to get to the bathroom, I guess, and you've allowed yourself to dig into the experiences, the sensations you're feeling, the next step is to start thinking about your other senses, what other things you're able to perceive. So when I perform a walking meditation, I like to, next ask myself, what is it that I can hear? What sounds are hitting my perceptive experience? And what do those sounds sound like? And digging into that. I was walking the other day, and during my little walking meditation, I found that there were I was just listening to a fridge in the kitchen as I was walking around, and I realized that there were like 3 or 4 different sounds coming out of that fridge. And that was a really unique experience for me because the sound of the fridge had always sound like, one sound altogether. And that's what this walking meditation does. This is what mindfulness is about, is digging into that experience and all of the different events occurring within that. So after you ask yourself what you can hear, next it's time to ask what you can smell. What sensations can you perceive through your nose? You might be able to smell the flowers outside. You might be able to smell fresh mountain air. You might be able to smell, your work environment and the way that that smells. Hopefully it smells good because all of your coworkers have good hygiene. But you ask yourself just these simple questions, just dropping that question into your awareness, saying, what is it that I can smell? What is it I can hear? Now, the next question I like to ask myself when I'm doing this is, what can I see? What can I see in front of me? What visual things are there that I can observe? And the trick with this is because our brains are so hardwired to just perceive so much visual information, it's really easy to see something and get caught up in memories and associations and experiences. And this is where bringing the attention back to the sensation of walking comes in handy. Because with all of these different sensations as we explore them, it's so easy to get lost in the different perceptions and trains of thought that it creates and associations with these different sensations. And when those occur, you know, it's easy to get lost in that, which is why it's so important to remember to bring your awareness back to the sensation of walking. Now, it's important to note that you're not going to be able to walk undistracted the whole time. In fact, some of the most experienced meditators and mindfulness coaches across the world say that they can only go for a few breaths without distraction. So it's not about eliminating the distraction, but bringing your awareness back into that grounding experience, which is in this case the feet. Now, what I love about walking meditation is that it's so practical and so easy to apply in day-to-day life. Because first and foremost, you know, if you're on a nature walk, you're walking through a park or something, it's really easy to get lost in the experiences that you're having. But through walking meditation, you learn how to ground yourself in that present moment to really fill yourself with the richness of that moment and the experience, to really dig into everything you're feeling, everything you're seeing, smelling, and hearing, to kind of become one with that experience, as hippie as that sounds. The nice thing about this is that, you know, with sitting meditation being the way that it is, it's really, it can be difficult sometimes to take what you learn in a sitting meditation and then go to a stressful work environment and apply that practice. But walking meditation is kind of like doing the work and the theory and the practice while applying it to practical everyday situations. So you're really kind of hitting two birds with one stone and learning how to develop and cultivate that sense of mindfulness in a real world environment, which is, again, just, I love that idea that you're able to enrich yourself in this experience and then learn how to carry that on throughout the day. So you might be able to learn how to bring your awareness back into your feet and the sensation of walking, and remember how to do that while you're talking with someone, while you're writing an assignment, while you're, you know, just listening to music or something like that. So the practicality of walking meditation is learning the practice of meditation and mindfulness in a real world environment where you can then learn how to refrain from identifying with those objects and experiences that we so often say we are, such as, you know, depression or frustration. So if you're having a hard time, you know, learning how to incorporate mindful practices into your day-to-day life, I really want you to consider trying out a walking meditation. Like I said, there's no excuse not to. You walk everywhere you go. And if you're not able to walk either, if, you know, you're on crutches or you're in a wheelchair, all you have to do is apply that same principle of finding that grounding experience and bringing your attention back to that. So that might be, you know, the sound of your crutches on the ground. It might be the feeling of your arms pushing the chair and so on. I want you to try this out, and I want you to experience that and allow yourself to sit in that experience and see what you can learn from it. Walking meditation is just such a rich way to learn how to develop mindfulness and a really powerful way to cultivate that sense of mindfulness in just day-to-day experience. So if you're having a difficult time developing mindfulness, I again encourage you to try this out. It's easy to squeeze in to your little time slots. And I hope you got something from this. I hope you have some takeaways on, you know, the practicality of mindfulness and how simple it can be to incorporate mindfulness into day-to-day activities. Thanks again for tuning in. Appreciate you guys. If you want to learn more about, you know, walking meditation, don't forget to check out the blog post on meditativeaden.com. You can also check out the full YouTube video on my YouTube channel, Meditative Aiden. And don't forget to like and follow us on Instagram and Facebook for, you know, just daily advice and information. I hope you guys got something out of today's episode. And, you know, other than that, I guess I'll see you guys next week.